Talk Live. I hope we're live. I'm barely hearing.
If you're hearing music, we're live.
Yeah, all right, we're hearing the music. Anyway, it is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition of the show. It is the show where, of course, you can call in, take control of radio waves across the country. And you can call in 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. And again, you can talk about whatever you want to, but otherwise, the three of us here are going to talk about whatever we want to. And the three of us being, of course, Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And, you know, Mark, we have quite the opening story here, I think. Where maybe it's not surprising, especially to listeners of this show, people that have listened quite a bit, but something about cops maybe planting some evidence, perhaps?
Oh, they never do that.
Well,
come on, they're serving and protecting.
Yeah, I mean, so this is something that happened out in Santa Clara. This is from simplejustice.us via Courthouse News, and apparently, police conducted an illegal search of a house. So far, nothing new there. Cops found nothing. Still nothing new. Cops decide to plant meth in the house. This is interesting, but nearly impossible to prove, right? Like, if police decided they were going to plant meth in the house, what are you going to do about that?
Oh, sure. It's just like in a car, if you get pulled over and, like, you know, they just happen to say, oh, yeah, there's a bag in here, and it comes from them. I mean, how are you going to prove that they did it, and whose word are they going to take?
And you can imagine how it must have been prior to, you know, video recording and audio recording to prove information like this. If you go in front of a jury and say, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'm innocent. These officers over here arrayed against me in their uniforms with their medals and their shiny badges. They have planted stuff in my home. They violated me with a bad search order and planted meth in my home. I'm sorry. Like, you better dust off the old prison bunk, because you're going to be there for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Now, I have no clue why in this story it might be the case that police might have planted meth. But one thing we know for sure is the cops caught themselves on their own dash cam doing it. Now, I don't know. I mean, is this the first time? Hold it. Wait a second. I got one more important fact to bring out here, because what you'll get every time is it's the one bad apple. One
right.
bad apple argument.
Yeah, it's only that one cop. Look, most of them are fine.
Yeah, this is what you'll get. And people listening to their radios across America, especially the ones that haven't heard Free Talk Live before, they're like, well, this is one bad apple. Even if you did catch it, at first they were saying, no, 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 lie, 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 lie. And then they're saying, oh, you got it on video? Okay. Well, this is one bad apple. One bad apple. There's 12 cops involved in this crap.
Dirty dozen.
It's a dirty dozen. And here's what I want. And by the way, for those of you who feel this way, I get it. I sat there. I know what it was like. I felt the same way. I apologized for police. And by apologizing, I made excuses for police on this show for years. And you know what I got tired of? I got tired of trying to justify to myself every time I saw these videos where some police officer kicks somebody in the head or something, that his buddies come along and kick him in the head too. I'm wanting to know where, I'm beginning to wonder if there are any good apples left.
Right.
I'm not saying it's true, because I don't know. I'm not there. But when a police officer proposes to plant meth, an officer, at the very least, instead of, I mean, I'd like to think that just saying that would be enough for a criminal charge. I don't know if that's the case.
Right.
And certainly police unions have great, they have great protection. But a police officer should just smack them down. Like, literally, use their flat of their hand and smack them in the mouth whenever they say that. Obviously, you can't arrest them. You can't use the arrest powers, because the police union won't, you know, it's going to be one officer against another, whatever. But, you know, if you can plant meth on somebody and get away with it, you can smack an officer in the face and get away with it. This, I'm sorry, these are supposed to be the paladins of justice. They have a monopoly on force. They're the ones who are allowed to use violence. And they are constantly caught lying.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I just want to put a little bit more on the idea of the one bad apple. Recently on Twitter, there was this outreach program by the New York Police Department.
Oh, that, yeah, they talked about it on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, the hashtag, you know, My NYPD.
Yeah.
And, boy, how many bad apples did you see there?
Well, here's the thing about bad apples. When people use this little cliche, and cliches are funny, you know, oftentimes they support us, but this is the worst cliche. The one bad apple... One bad apple spoils the whole bunch,
sure, people.
So when you claim that there's one bad apple,
all the way.
You're claiming the whole bunch is spoiled.
Sure.
And I'm not prepared. I am not prepared to say that. I've spoken to many police officers that I consider to be good people. Now, what do they do when they're off, when their fellow officers act in this manner? I don't know. I'm not there. I don't know what that's like. I'm familiar with my local police department, and everything I can tell, this is a pretty good group of folks. But I read far too many of these stories, and I never, almost never, virtually never will you see the story of, you know, Poughkeepsie police officer arrests Poughkeepsie police officer for such and such.
Yeah.
Sometimes one department will go after another. Rarely one department will go after another, and then sometimes the feds will come in and go after a whole department and do some kind of investigation like that. But, when I see how the FBI acts, I just kind of wonder if they're just, you know, trying to make themselves look better, whether going after these bad departments is a PR stunt.
So what did this woman do to get on the bad side of the cops that they wanted to plant meth in her house?
Yep. Let's see. So the police dash cam captured Santa Clara deputies plotting to plant drugs in a woman's home after their first illegal search turned up nothing illegal, the woman claims in court.
Wow.
Allison Ross, who was arrested after the second search of her home.
You know, sometimes when they do these illegal searches and they don't find anything, they have egg on their face and they have to, like, go back and prove that they were actually right.
They have to
find something.
Why? Why?
To save face,
why?
I guess.
Why? Oh, crap, there's nothing there. Well, that's one house that's safe. We've discovered there's at least one house in Santa Clara that doesn't have meth. This is good news. Someone always asks, can the cops be so stupid they'd forget that there was a video and on audio running and talk about it openly? Well, apparently so, though the question isn't necessarily about the degree of stupid as opposed to the degree of brazen. Force of habit dies hard.
I think that's what it is. They thought there was no way that they were going to get caught. Actually, I'm surprised that video didn't malfunction or disappear.
Oftentimes it's the case. And, sometimes you can get the video out of these people. Sometimes you can't. This is one of the reasons I keep a Freedom Cam from freedomcam.net in my car.
Absolutely.
Not because I know, I'm not expecting to be shaken down for meth or anything like that.
Right.
It's that I don't want to be.
Nobody expects to be shaken down for meth.
Indeed. Even the meth professors don't expect that.
But, I think it's an interesting case that shows really how the people just... This, like you said, brazen attitude of that the rules do not apply to me. And I don't know where that started, when that started, how that attitude came to be. Maybe they thought, justice officers, whatever you want to call them, whatever division they happen to be in, that maybe they thought, well, you know, criminals act above the law, and to be able to take them down, we need to act above the law, too. I don't know.
I used to work with law enforcement, and I can tell you that I worked with a sergeant who said that he had on multiple occasions, lied about the interaction with perpetrator because he knew he was dirty. He knew it. And now that makes him judge, jury, and executioner, by the way.
Yeah.
Right. Not a law enforcement officer. But I think oftentimes this is what it is. It's like, they got away from me, but I know they're dirty.
Yeah. Anyone else have a story like this where it was just clear evidence got planted? 855-450-3733. You can call in and tell your story. Free Talk Live.
On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on joined the Free State Project and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of Liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. Find out about giving to our Google AdWords campaign at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. You can call in, but I got to tell you, I got to make a correction here. We having technical difficulties, and being the golden stallion of the tech world, I can't solve them. So the phone number for you to call in tonight is not 855-450-3733. It is 603-435-1105. That will be the number to call in to get on the show, of course, to talk about whatever you want to talk about. And even though that's not the toll-free number, I guarantee you that number is still sponsored by ProXPN. But Mark?
I want to talk about people who plan ahead. Mother's Day, about 2 weeks away. And if you want to give roses to mom, here's a little surprise. Roses, time to get, you know, they get in short supply 2 times out of the year.
Yeah.
This is one of those times. Now, you know, moms aren't as much with the red roses as, like, everything. And that's why you can go to Pro Flowers is making this offer now. They've got a great special for you. $20 for a dozen rainbow roses over at proflowers.com. When you go to proflowers.com, you click the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Yeah, I think it says TV, radio, and then has a white microphone and a blue background. That's what I see. Some people see a blue microphone. Regardless what color the microphone is, you click that, and it'll give you a little box to enter a code in so that you'll see what we're offering. And our code is FTL, as in Free Talk Live, FTL. And you go there, and you'll see in most regions, many regions, the rainbow roses. I'm not exactly sure what everybody's going to see, but you can always search rainbow, and you'll get that that offer will come up. I did that, too, when I came in from the VPN, and it was a different location, Brian.
Yeah, that'll do that.
Pro XPN, so it's kind of what happened.
They're beautiful flowers.
They are really gorgeous.
We actually have some in the studio. They've been, you know, going for a week, and they looked really nice when I first saw them, and they still look nice today.
Yeah, you know, what you got to do is they give you this stuff to put in the flowers. And,
sugar.
You know, I think it's aspirin. I don't know. I haven't eaten it.
What's aspirin?
People tell me not to eat things that I get in packaging like this. I don't know.
Especially if it says do not eat it. That's fine.
I heard it was aspirin.
Good thing the people told you because you weren't reading.
Well, you know, those flowers really get a headache when they get their stems get chopped off, so they need some aspirin.
I have no clue what's in the flower preservative, all right? The doctor says it's sugar. The guy who works at the nursery says it's aspirin. I don't know. But if you go to proflowers.com, you can get a great deal. For $10 more, you can upgrade to a... by the way, you get a free glass vase with this and whatever. But you can get chocolates for $10 more. They're great, delicious chocolates. And it's a wonderful opportunity. Proflowers.com. And Proflowers, they're trying Free Talk Live out. We're still not on their A-list by any stretch of the imagination. So if you're going to give mom a gift this year, please consider these rainbow roses. Proflowers.com, coupon code FTL. Click on that microphone in the upper right-hand corner.
Fantastic. So, well, again, the number to call in tonight is 603-435-1105. Or, of course, you can get in touch with us through Skype. Our handle is lrn.fm. We'll just have to give you, you know, you send a contact request. We'll approve it, and then you can get in touch with the show. And we're going to go to Skype first, and then we've got calls to get to with our not-so-toll-free call in line, but let's go to Skype first with Ty. And Ty, are you with us?
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Loud and clear. Go for it, Ty. What was on your mind?
Just wanted to talk a little bit about etymology. I think it was last week when you guys were talking, Brian, you brought up something about property and domination language.
Sure.
You know, saying things like my wife or my son,
right.
Things like that. I just wanted to point out a couple of things. It's really hard to kind of separate domination from language because it's part and parcel of it. But the word property does not necessarily need to have that connotation of domination. It originally came from a Latin word proprius, which means individuality or peculiarity or of oneself. And so it originally meant things like the property of something, like the property of a material. Is it a liquid? Is it a gas?
Right, which it can still have meaning, right? Like what makes up something,
exactly.
The properties of something, sure.
Now, when I say something like my wife, I'm not really trying to say that she is an object of mine. I'm saying that that's a relationship to me that's peculiar to me. This person who is my wife, is a wife that's peculiar to me. She's not Mark's wife. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I follow you. It's an interesting way of thinking, but that's kind of just it, Ty, is I think it takes that method of you thinking that way. of you still thinking of the person as an individual. And I recognize what you're saying, and I agree. I mean, like myself, and this isn't even, you know, I didn't come up with this. Actually, Robert Heinlein did, is that love is when someone else's happiness is intertwined with your own. And that could kind of fall in line, I think, with what you're saying. But I do think historically, I think a lot of people do not think of it necessarily so kindly as I think you do. I think they definitely feel like, no, you know, my wife is mine. You know, that's my, you know, very much my property. I mean, how do you feel about that?
Well, I think that there are, speaking of properties and natures, there are, in human nature, there's higher orders of human nature and there's lower orders of human nature. Like cooperation, the spirit of cooperation, that is part of human nature.
I agree.
And it's a higher expression of human nature than domination, which is a more base, almost animalistic part of human nature.
Sure.
So people who are using my wife, my son, or whatever from a domination point of view are operating from that lower level of the human nature, almost animal nature. They have not reached a higher level of consciousness. So I think it's just up to us to, you know, like we're discussing right now, to raise that level of awareness, the consciousness.
Right. Well, I think it's interesting you mentioned how in the Latin that property, like, to some degree meant individuality. That'd be great if we could, you know, I think in libertarian circles it's common, you know, like what's the very nature of property, right, is that you own yourself. That's like the starting of all rights, they say, and et cetera. And maybe if we could keep that in mind that, you know, property has individuality mixed in with it. That's pretty interesting. I get your point. I still think there's something to this in that people feel like, because originally, like, what's the point of even last names? I'm kind of switching it up, but like, what's the point of last names? Last names was to, was given to someone to essentially say that a man's, legacy was being, you know, carried on. And so I think there is that lower version of property in mind with something like that. So, but I'll admit I don't have this all fleshed out. Mark, you have.
I completely agree with you. And, you know, there, it's just that domination seems to be the more general way people communicate. And, you know, like the idea of coming up with NBC, the spirit of cooperation and the higher level of consciousness is becoming more prevalent.
Nonviolent communication.
Yeah, nonviolent communication. Ty, thank you very much for the call and your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live. What do you think about the nature of property? 603-435-1105. Free Talk.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The live Sunday edition. Of course, you can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. 603-435-1105 is the not toll-free number that you can call in. But ProXPN, I guarantee, is still supporting the show.
And if you call in, you might actually get an unexpected surprise, because we actually have a temporary producer for tonight in the studio.
I feel like this is like a Jerry Lewis thing where we've got a celebrity on the line here.
We do.
I'm not going to say who, but
you just have to call in to find out. But please have something to talk about if you call in. Don't just call in to find out.
Tell people who it is. They're going to want to call and talk to him.
Yeah,
right.
I can just see it. But anyway, tonight you are joined by Brian
and Stephanie
and Mark,
and we are talking about domination language. We were talking about a story where a group of policemen were essentially that they were planting meth, and they got caught on their own videotape. And we may get to that, but we do have your calls coming right up. But before we do, let me tell you about ProXPN. And ProXPN, what it is, it's a VPN service, okay? And VPN means virtual private network. And if you care about your privacy, believe me, you want one, okay? You want a VPN. It's software that goes onto your computer. It also, you can use it, as far as ProXPN goes, you can use it on practically anything. You can use it on Linux, Windows, OS X. If you have an iPhone, you can put it on there. If you have Android, you can put it on there. You name it. And it's going to encrypt all the data that gets sent from your device, computer, tablet, smartphone, before it gets to the ISP. Okay? It's going to encrypt all of it right on device side. And that is really how you want to do it. You know, that way there's no, and this is great because you have what's called a man in the middle attack. Okay, that happens often places, especially when you're connecting to public Wi-Fi networks at McDonald's or wherever. And these man-in-the-middle attacks will essentially just take your data before it actually connects to the Wi-Fi network there.
Right, you get the connection,
right,
but they're just taking your stuff.
Yeah, they're just grabbing all your stuff. And so since this happens what they call client-side with ProXPN, you are encrypting it before it gets to them. So they're going to see garbage, essentially. They're not going to see anything. So
you can do it on your phone, too, so that, you know, like some people worry about Verizon and AT&T and all those big companies snooping on them, too.
Sure. This is really, again, if you care about your privacy, and your privacy is a right, you want ProXPN. Go ahead, go to ProXPN.com, use the promo code FTL20. You're going to get 20% off the lifetime of the account. And also, or if you use Bitcoin, now this is separate from the FTL20, but if you use Bitcoin, you'll actually get 30% off. So they have a great deal. They support Liberty. They support this show. And getting ProXPN helps us out, too. So ProXPN.com. Anyway, let's go ahead and go right to the phones. And we're doing this old-fashioned here. So bear with me if I don't get you. And let's see. Do we have Crichton on the line?
I am here, and I want to know who the producer was that I talked to. He didn't tell me who he was.
Oh, really? Well, he must be being mysterious like a producer.
Yeah, quit causing problems. Yeah, right.
What did,
we could tell you, but we'd have to kill you.
Not from here, you couldn't.
Right on. So do you want to talk about peaceful parenting?
Yes, sir. One of the several reoccurring topics this past week, and it wasn't Clive Bundy.
Right.
several times this came up, the debate on corporal punishment versus peaceful parenting paradigm. And you've had several people call in on both sides. Before we go any further,
peaceful parenting as defined by you means simply not spanking?
The goal of raising a child without using corporal punishment to train them, to discipline them.
Okay. I find it a very hollow definition of peaceful parenting, but we'll go with that one for today.
Sure.
Okay. I'm sure it's more detailed than that, but of course this is radio. I'm trying to take the contrary position. The general consensus, especially with you, Mark, seems to be that the studies that you referenced this week on the outcomes of corporal punishment versus a peaceful parenting paradigm, you didn't question the study. And I'm here to challenge that. And
okay.
I actually do know the study that you're referring to.
The Southern Methodist study of, it was 37 households where they sent in audio recordings with families and studied implementation of corporal punishment in these upper middle class educated houses.
Yes.
Okay.
The problem with that study is, one, it's a very small data set.
It is a small data set. And I made that clear.
And two, it doesn't collect all the relevant information because you're taking snapshots of these interactions between their parents and these children. You don't know what led to it. And I'm speaking from my position. I am a foster parent,
yep.
And I'm contractually obligated to use peaceful parenting techniques. I've
not
been
spanking.
Trained in them, not spanking, not corporal punishment. And the particular reason that I am contractually obligated to not use them, even though it's very tempting sometimes,
yeah, I'll
is
bet.
Because
I know
the children in my care, are often physically abused, and using corporal punishment affects them in a completely different way.
Is this like they affect them, say, almost like a PTSD?
Yes.
Okay.
And I've seen it. But I'm not talking about that child. I'm talking about your normal child. And the argument seems to be on Mark, can I sum it up for you, that you believe that if spanking can be avoided, that's preferable?
Yes.
But not a certainty.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't like, considering that I have never spanked my child, and, you know, I know what that's like, you know, at this point, to raise a child without spanking, seeing what that disciplinary technique, you know, frankly, I was asking my wife after we had this conversation, when was the last time, can you remember when we used, you know, timeout, and we're going on a year. I mean,
that is wonderful. But here, I'm going to give you an insight into part of the reason why you have such luck. One of the reasons you do is because you have an only child. You have more parents than you have children,
yep,
below the age of reason.
Sure.
And this is a very important point. Part of it is that it is difficult to discipline more than two children under seven, roughly say in the age of reason,
yep,
at a time, because if one it feels the opportunity to misbehave while you're distracted, they're going to take that opportunity. And some of them, not all children need to be spanked at all, but there are certainly cases that I know of where spanking or corporal punishment, some kind of corporal punishment, there are other kinds of corporal punishment than ragged, actual just spanking. There are cases where corporal punishment needs to occur and needs to occur immediately. And one of these things that you guys never seem to, because I didn't hear it come up, what if you have a child with an unhealthy attraction to fire?
Yeah.
Or a child with that is particularly violent to his housemates. Not even in my case, they'd have housemates. Most kids would be siblings. As the parent, I am obligated to be the government, to be the police for these very small children.
Wow. Teaching that if they're violent to someone else, the way to solve that problem is to use violence on them?
No, not solve it. That's the thing. I'm also obligated to protect the other child. And if I fail to protect the other child, I am obligated to form some kind of justice.
And the only way to protect the other child, the only way to protect the other child is to hit the child who's being violent?
Not only, but you're making an absolute case. Most of the time, it doesn't require corporal punishment. And that is lovely. But you have to, well, you don't have to, but...
Okay, Crichton, I want to talk more about this because I have some thoughts on this. So if you want to hold the line, please, and we'll bring you back on. This is Free Talk Live. What are your thoughts on peaceful parenting? Please feel free to call in 603-435-1105.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with Bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at BitcoinGeneralStore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. And, you know, this show runs 7 nights a week. Tonight, of course, you are joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And on the 7 nights a week, you know, again, this is just Sunday night. There's plenty of other nights to catch. And so what I want you to do is you can go to archives.freetalklive.com. And there you can get access. Actually, at freetalklive.com itself, you can get access to the past few nights. But at archives.freetalklive.com, you've got... what, almost a decade's worth?
More than a decade. Well, the show has been on the air for more than a decade.
Right.
But not every single part of the archives is posted there, but it's like probably more than you could get through in a lifetime.
Many years.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's all there for you to enjoy. And, you know, it's just like, I mean, and there's so much to enjoy. It kind of reminds me of that old statistic about Star Trek in the late 90s where they said that you could watch Star Trek... you know, Star Trek, The Next Generation, Voyager, right. All that.
A version of Star Trek.
Yeah, for like 8 hours a day, every day, for like 4 years, and you'd never hit a repeat.
Wow.
And I bet, that of course, number has grown now, but I bet with Free Talk Live, you could break that record pretty easy.
I wouldn't be able to answer that, but a lot of people who have jobs where they commute long distances, you know, an hour, hour and a half, something like that, both ways, or they exercise, you know, want to have something to listen to while they exercise.
Or they just listen to podcasts at work all day.
Sure.
That's they have what a job I used to do.
Yep.
Yeah, so you can do that. You can go to archives.freetalklive.com.
Some of my friends do that, listen to these shows. Like Stephanie, for instance, I would give you a call at work every once in a while, and you'd be like, oh, yeah, I was just listening to you.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. But, you know, something I love doing, talk about weird, is I'll listen to the episodes in 2X, meaning in twice as fast. And I got to say, Mark sounds very... yeah. I mean, that mouth just keeps running.
Yeah. I know. I talk fast as it is.
Yeah. So archives.freetalklive.com.
I can't handle Mark in 2X. One X with a cup of coffee is enough for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So we're talking about peaceful parenting. We have Crichton on the line, and I'm going to bring him back. And Crichton, are you with us?
I am here.
Awesome. And, you know, you were saying that there are these moments, like, say, maybe you were referencing, and correct me if I'm wrong, maybe you were referencing, like, where a child might, you know, go touch something hot, or, you know, they might be somewhat of a pyromaniac, I think maybe you were describing, and then...
I have a perfect example for you that's really common.
Go for it.
What if you have a 3-year-old who has repeatedly, more than once, mind you, repeatedly gotten a hold of the butter knife and went to go play with the electrical socket and went there.
Crichton,
I mean, I have to tell you that, you know, my parents never spanked me or hit me in any way. And
great.
I did some stuff like that when I was a kid. I, at one time I touched some broken glass and cut my hand. I'm sure I stuck things in the sockets, and they plugged the sockets, and, you know, they cleaned up, you know, if I got hurt, they took me to the doctor and cleaned it up and, you know, tried to help me not do that again. They never needed to hit me, and, you know, I'm not going around playing with fire as an adult.
I think
me I needed to be spanked, and I'm going to disagree with you.
Yeah, I think frightened
okay,
is...
You can disagree with me, but hang on, let me explain.
Well, you're saying
scenario.
It's not optimal to hit, right? It's not optimal to use...
It's far from optimal.
Okay.
It should always be the last resort. But the thing of it is that I've been trained in these peaceful parenting techniques as a foster parent. Some of them work really well with particular children, particularly personality types, and some of them never work with certain children. The idea, it's a great thing to be able to raise a child with and never use corporal punishment on that child before, and, you know, and you shouldn't use them after the age of reason. Once they get to the point where they can actually reason with you, there's no justifiable purpose for pain. Because the whole purpose of corporal punishment is pain conditioning. And my point was about the three-year-old who wants to do something very hazardous. If you've repeatedly tried the other techniques and they fail, which is worse? The small risk that pain conditioning will affect the child permanently, or the small risk that the child will cause permanent physical health or death.
Well, is pain conditioning extremely risky? Isn't them getting hurt pain conditioning? Like, if it's going to work, then the act of getting injured itself would be acting in the same way.
One thing,
but
Craig, that I heard...
If they end up in the hospital and they no longer have functional use of their right arm, and they grow up that way, there have been cases, of course, where parents have done exactly that, have neglected to discipline their small children to the point where they repeatedly do the same dangerous activity that is considered widely dangerous, like playing with electrical sockets.
I got you.
And the parents did nothing along these lines, and they were charged with child abuse also.
But, okay, so what you're doing is you're taking the assumption, and I've held it, the assumption that this pain conditioning is going to be effective in dissuading the child from this activity if you use it as the disciplinary action of last resort. However, what the Southern Methodist University study that we were reading on air said was that children who were spanked went back to misbehaving within 10 minutes.
That's exactly my point, because the study you used does not include all. Odds are that once the parents have got to the point where the spanking is the only option left for that particular child in this particular activity, then even spanking isn't guaranteed to work. And you talk about how small these things are on video, but you don't know what led up to it. Because there is so much that... Yes.
You know, you said that we should criticize the study that Mark was talking about the other day on the air. And if that's so, then, I mean, what research is... What evidence, empirically or otherwise, is there for spanking? And can we criticize that research, too? Because...
Yes,
every spanking study that I've ever seen is religious-based.
That's the point. No, it's such a vague topic. It's certainly logical to make it your last resort, but it's illogical to assume that just because there's studies that support both sides, and there are.
This is the problem. But the problem
either doing it or not doing it is your goal. You cannot win. I'm saying that...
Oh, I agree with that,
Craig.
This is a mess, and I agree with it, but what I got from this study was simply that generally the people that employ spanking will lie to themselves and others about how often they implement spanking, and that the viability of spanking, when implemented on a regular basis, diminishes greatly. Now, my son, I told you, hasn't had a timeout in almost a year, has never had a spanking. Would I, if I had the situation you're talking about, even into, you know, six, up to a six-year-old, that's what he is currently, if he was doing some kind of highly hazardous activity, yep, I'd implement spanking to see if that was effective. But if I found that it wasn't effective, I wouldn't do anything else. These people are continuing to use spanking as a disciplinary technique because they're effing lazy, Crichton, not because they're bad parents. That's the point I'm trying to make here.
Some of them are Some of them are. I agree with that position.
If their kids are going back and doing the same thing that they were doing 10 minutes ago after they implemented, they suck at this, and they should turn them over to their grandparents, but that's probably where they learn to do this crap. The problem with children is that anybody can have them. Here we have the future of the human race, and we turn them over to uneducated morons.
I want to hear you say it, Mark. There should be a license to be a parent.
There was. For God's sake, if I wasn't a libertarian, everybody would get a tubal ligation or a vasectomy, and we can start from zero.
Creighton, thank you very much for your thoughts tonight.
What can you say? I can't beat that.
I will add in. I want to add in that I agree. You know, Creighton's a pretty intelligent guy, and I like the fact that he's questioning these studies, but the real statistics that I want to see, because he admitted that it wasn't optimal to hit a kid, okay? I question if it's optimal to only have two parents. And I don't mean have grandparents, into the mixture. I mean, you know, what if we tried it out to where, and this has been happening in California, they just made it legal to where, where the courts can recognize more than two parents. Not grandparents, but actual loving parents, okay? And I wonder, I want to see those statistics, is that what happens with, like, say this kid running with a butter knife up to the electrical socket.
Mm.
If there's 10 adults in the house that all have agreed upon to care for this child, you know, I mean, could the child even, like, do that? You know, could they even get to the electrical socket in that case? And so I wonder, you know, is it the phrase, it takes a village to raise a child. And I wonder how much real truth there is to that. Not in the way most people think of it.
There have been studies on basically hippie families that grew up in the 1960s and 70s under, like, a lot of polyamory and stuff.
Sure.
And the kids are just as happy and well off as other types of kids. However, people criticize them and say it's because they're white and well-educated, and that's who engages in polyamory.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.